This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do believe we have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Joan is in New Hampshire.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I am new to New Hampshire, and so I am not familiar with the soil.
Okay.
And in my backyard, it's all sandy. So last year, I went and bought a new lawn. I like that instant gratification.
Gotcha.
And this year it died, again, because of, I'm sure, you know, the drought. So we reseeded just recently, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I didn't know what the next steps were.
Okay. Now, so you said you reseeded 3 to 4 weeks ago. Have you mowed at all yet?
No, not at all.
Okay. So usually, before the fertilizer can really get into it, it usually takes a couple mowings. But this time of year, when it's slower, you know, you might not have to mow, obviously. When you put the grass seed down, did you use a starter fertilizer?
Yes.
Okay. So you're saying 3 to 4 weeks ago, what'll happen a lot of times, what we like to do when it comes to fertilizing for the plant is usually about 4 to 6 weeks in between each fertilization. So we're at 3 weeks at this point. So we're getting close to that point where we'll be able to fertilize again, because we actually, you know, as late as it may feel, we do want to have another fertilization happen so that your lawn can do even more over the winter. Okay, so
okay.
So I'm looking at probably in the next week to 2 weeks, you could fertilize again and just use like a winterizer, something that has a higher like last number on it. It will also won't have a lot of nitrogen. We're not looking to green up the lawn. What we're looking to do is just help it survive during the winter. So that's part of it. It actually goes into the point where I like to have five applications during the season versus a four. You're right at the right time to be putting that next one, because what it's doing is it's not just helping it now. It's going to help it over winter into the spring, so you almost have a head start for the spring.
Okay.
What would you
recommend as far as a winterizer?
So any.
I really know nothing.
Well, that's okay. So the, you can use any variety. I like Jonathan Green, their winterizer. It comes in like an orange bag. You can go onto their website at jonathangreen.com, and you can find like a location near you. It's usually at a lot of the local garden centers that you can find it. But it's just called winterizer. Okay. So it's step four, but it is something you can put down now. And just water it in a little bit, so that it can, you know, start to activate for you. But that's, you know, that's all you will have to do at this point. What I'd like for you to do, you can either do this now or in the spring. Try to get a soil sample done, for the yard. See if you can find out what's going on underneath. A lot of places that will do it will actually, will actually tell you what you need to do with the soil sample, so it won't be just like, here it is, and then figure it out, you know, read books or something, you know what I mean? They'll actually be able to help you out and get you that information. You know, you can go through a couple places to get it, the local extensions, like the universities. I know UMass Amherst does it. You can also try a company. One of the companies that we work with does a great job with soil samples. It's Natural Alternative. They just will give you so much information afterwards so that you're not worrying about, like, okay, what do I do next? What do I do here? But the reason why I recommend it is it's just there's so much information you just don't know right now from what's going on underneath, and that's going to help you long term. So you won't have to reseed, you know, each year, right?
Okay.
That's the goal, is to be able to just enjoy it and be done with it. So by looking at a soil sample or getting the soil sample done, you will actually be more beneficial long term. Because of the, you'll know what's going on and know when to feed it, know when to do all those things. And then, you know, you won't be able to say anymore you don't know anything because you're learning something at the same time. But I will say, you know, that's one of the best things about gardening, is if you don't know about it, you're just trying things out and having fun and enjoying it. And that's what gardening is about. It's not about being successful 100% of the time. You only can be successful, you know, in life, but in the garden with failures, knowing what not to do and what to do. So, you know, I think it's definitely not a bad thing not to know what's going on out there. You're just going to learn from it and enjoy it. So
wonderful. And should I mow the lawn at all at this point in time, or no? Just leave it?
You could. It's been 3 to 4 weeks, so maybe it's grown just a little bit. But that's really, you don't necessarily have to, right?
Okay.
I mowed my lawn yesterday just because I wanted to just get one final cut and clean it up, but you don't have to. So really up to you.
Thank you so much for your help today.
No problem, Joan. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's not going to be as warm as yesterday out there, but it will warm up a little bit. We'll be able to enjoy some of the time out there for the day. I've said it a number of times. I don't know if I can say it enough, because maybe it's just I don't want it to be true. That's probably part of it. But we're going to start seeing some cold, cold temperatures. We're not far from it. Let's just get ready for winter, because it is definitely coming. One of the things I talked about is having multiple steps or applications versus just your four-step program. Well, it's, Espoma has an all-season lawn food. You can actually start today. You can put down there all-season lawn food, which contains the Biotone Espoma's special blend of beneficial microbes that help your lawn absorb nutrients more easily while promoting faster greening, deeper roots, and better soil structure. Espoma Organic All-Season Lawn Food should be applied Now, then again in the spring, early spring, late summer, and then again in the fall. So spread evenly over a recently mowed lawn, including new seeded or sodded areas. Water lightly after application, and you're done. Like all Espoma products, all season lawn food is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find it at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. All season lawn food from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So again, we still have some time. The ground's not frozen, so you can be putting fertilizer down. If the ground is frozen, don't put anything down. You might as well just take the money that you spent on it and burn the money, because it's not doing anything for you. So if the ground is thawed, which it is, put some fertilizer down. We're just helping for next season. This is the time to put down your application, your fifth application, your step five, whatever you want to call it. But this is when you're going to be putting it down. I can't recommend it enough. I've said this a number of times. I used to think when I was younger this was like a sales technique. But when you look at it and what it actually does for the lawn and helps you for the next season, it's definitely worth it. It is so important to be putting that winterizer down to get you to that next season. So just think about it. If you haven't done it, it is something to do. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long, plus it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're having a few, we're all over the place today with my, my connection, so I apologize to everybody. And a little bit of disconnect there. Didn't know what happened, but now I am back, right? Nathan, I didn't get to ask you. Do we have any calls on the line there? I believe we do.
Yes, sir. John is in Wells.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Patrick, I wanted to ask about trimming down the rose bushes. I have one that I just planted about 2 months ago, and of course we here in Wells are in an extreme drought condition. Oh, pardon my dog.
That's okay.
Other bushes are well established, and they're probably about 6 feet to 8 feet high. So I'm wondering how much to trim them down for the fall, if at all. Hello?
Hey, give us a moment here.
Sure.
About that, John, but just having some issues with the internet today. I think there's
I understand that.
I heard your question. You had said some roses. You know, you're looking to cut them back. They're about 6 to 8 feet tall, right?
That's what they are now, yes.
Okay. They're not climbing roses, right? They're just regular, like tea roses or knockout roses, that type of thing?
Well, they haven't really climbed, let's put it that way. Yeah, so they're whatever type of rose they are, they are not climbing actively.
Okay, so so they're not meant to be climbing roses. So that's fine. One of the things, things that I remember the most of when it came to pruning roses and when to prune your roses and really give them that deep cut would be the spring. About April 15th, April 20th is the best time to give them that heavy prune, right? That's when you'd want to do it for the big time. You can cut some back now. There's different thought processes of it. Some will say don't cut in the fall. Some will say cut in the fall. So if you're looking to cut some of it back just to, you know, get it started for next season or to shape it, then you can cut it back by, you know, like a third. What I would like to see you do is start with any of the dead wood that's on there, any parts that have died. I would also like you to look at any of the branches that are cross branches, right? And when I say cross branches, I mean branches that are leading on another branch. What can happen during the winter is the wind can rub the two branches together, creating like a wound, which allows pathogens to come into the plant a little bit easier. And it doesn't have to worry about it, right? It doesn't have to worry about it. Sure. Like, getting in there. So those would be the first two things that I'd be looking at when I would be pruning it at this point. And then from there, you can cut it back around a third, or you can wait till spring. You can wait till the beginning of April to really cut it back. And that would be the time to thin it out some, allow airflow to go through. So during the season, it will be able to survive a little bit easier for you.
Okay. I do have a question about herbs, too.
Okay. Break. Yeah. So, yeah, after we get back from the break, hang tight with us. When we get back, we'll answer that question. So we're going to take that break right now. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Hunter Biden laptop with tens of thousands of emails continues to be authenticated, the president and the Democratic nominee continue to spar on the topic.
All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening, and it should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people.
His buddy, Rudy Giuliani, he's being used as a Russian
pawn. He's being fed information that is Russian, that is not true.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
President Trump will hold a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Sunday. Democrat nominee Joe Biden's website did not have a schedule for him today. The World Series is tied at 2 games apiece after a crazy finish Saturday as the Rays beat the Dodgers 8-7. Game 5 is tonight on Fox. USA Radio News. In Australia, Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews said Sunday, COVID-19 positive tests in Melbourne's northern suburbs threatened to push the reopening date of retail and hospitality businesses closer to November 1st. Critics of the plan are warning that residents are at a financial and mental breaking point. The restrictions have limited most retail businesses providing online services only since early August, and about 5 million people living under stay-at-home orders. Andrew said he decided to wait on the decision until after tests showed whether all infections in the latest outbreak were linked. Back in the States, Johns Hopkins University says the United States has reported its second highest day of COVID-19 cases. Saturday saw nearly 84,000 new cases. Michael Osterholm of CIDRP tells CNN the numbers are up.
You know, as I've said over the past several weeks, we're just entering the darkest days of this pandemic.
Although the COVID-19 cases have increased, the mortality rate, or the rate people die from the disease, has dropped dramatically across the United States. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with John, it was looking like you had another question, right, John?
I do, but my wife tells me, well, those are climbing roses, so if that changes your answer at all, I thought I'd run that by you.
Yeah, so usually climbing roses, you kind of want to let go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you still do want to get rid of the dead branches, and you still want to get rid of some of the really bad crossing branches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In the spring, I would cut it. So I'd wait till the spring to do any, like, heavier cutback to thin it out a little bit. You're still going to cut it back, but the climbing roses, you kind of want it, you don't want to like get that heavy trim, because you cut it, if you are constantly cutting it back, it's just never going to be able to climb for you.
What's the most you would cut a branch back if it's a live branch?
If it's a live branch?
Mm-hmm.
So usually I like to go by a third. You can go to about a half, but, in between that would be fine. I just, that general rule of thumb is the third.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Now, as far as the herbs are concerned, we have several different herbs, some of which presumably could tolerate the winter outside, but I decided about a month ago to pot them before winter and bring most of them in.
Yep.
So I'm just wondering, in terms of sunlight, we have limited sunlight through most of the windows except for one that's fairly large. It's about 6 feet across, 5 feet across. And so I have that full of plants that want direct sun. Just wondering if the herbs are going to, if they're only getting maybe 3 to 4 hours of direct sunlight from the limited windows. I do have a grow light or a fluorescent, small fluorescent 75-watt bulb in a reflector.
Yep.
Would that be adequate to provide them with supplemental light?
Yeah, so you want to have, you know, they're going to be full sun during the regular season, right? That's they're staying in that. So it would be something that you would want to continue on. With only a couple hours of sunlight, they might start to get leggy, where there's the growth is has some space in between each branching or each leaf junction. So that's why you would want to supplement with a grow light to give it at least like that 6, maybe 8 hours of sunlight.
Okay. That is that particular light is one of the curly fluorescent bulbs, and that's adequate.
That should be all right. That's it's the one with the reflector around. It's got the silver.
That's
you can use that as a grow light without a problem. I had bought one like it this spring and brought it to my house, so I know it works.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Paul. Patrick, sorry.
That's okay. No problem, John. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, and have a great holiday season.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Frank is in Nashua.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
This year I planted some mammoth sunflowers in my yard, and they did well. So I have very large heads, and I was wondering if I can save those seeds for next year, if they're viable, or will they not germinate and sprout next year? And if they are viable, how should I store them over the winter?
Okay. So you had the big head on it, so all the seeds were there. Did you take them all out? Are you letting them dry, or what's going on?
Right now, they're still on the plant.
Okay, so they're still on the plant. So you're going to want to obviously get them off of the head, okay, to get into an area where you can clean them out, basically. What you're looking to do is once you've pulled them out of the head of the plant, put them in like a bucket, right? And just clean them up, because they're going to have parts of the head. They're also going to have some of them are going to pop out of the seed itself, right? So that's part of it. How long? So they're still in the head, but are they on the plant still?
Yes, they're totally intact. Yeah.
Okay. So let's start right from the beginning. There are a few things that you need to do. So obviously they dry out on the plant. Then you will cut them, and then you actually kind of want them to dry, hang them basically to dry a little bit, so that they will the seeds will be easier to pop out. Like a drying flowers or something like that. So then you're going to remove the seeds, get those into like a bucket, right? And you're going to clean them up, rinse them with water, getting any of those, like I said, the rest of the flower that might be spent on it, or any of the pieces of the flower, getting rid of some of the shelled seeds that have just popped through. And then you're going to lay them out on like a paper towel, something along those lines, and let them dry out. Usually like overnight's the best way to do it, okay?
Sure.
From there, you're going to put them in a container that's airtight, so like Tupperware, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to leave them just in like a cool, dry place for the winter. Make sure, you know, obviously you'll know what it is, but right on the, you know, a lot of people just label it what it is.
Sure.
And just put it on the side of the container and then wait till spring. Once spring happens, then you'll be able to replant. But again, it's about the process. It's about making sure that the plant will dry out. So making sure that you dry everything, and that's on like the stalk and the head of the plant. So take about 6-8 inches below the head of the plant where the flower is, and cut it there, and dry a few of them. And again, it's upside down is the best way to do it, so that everything can dry out, and then you can easily remove the seeds. But if you you know, making sure that process happens is the best way to do it. Sure. You could put like the seeds in like a colander, a sieve, or, you know, something, you know, that you would drain out like spaghetti in, right? I'm trying to think of I think it's a colander. I'm thinking it's another name. I don't know why. But that way the water can flow through, and then you can put them on paper towels and let them dry. Usually, you know, overnight, but 24 hours would be fine too. And they can end up lasting for a couple years when they're stored, as long as they stay in a airtight container.
Okay. Sure. And they will be viable next spring then. I can plant them and they should come up okay.
They definitely should be. You know, you're going to, you're not going to get, I don't think you're going to get like 100% on everything. So I'd, you know, try to store as many seeds as possible and try it out. But this is usually the best way to do it. The best way for it to be, and it is viable for the mammoth. This is possible to do.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Frank. Well, good luck, and keep us posted how everything goes in the spring.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary is in Cape Cod.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about lilacs.
Sure.
It took mine a couple years to even bloom, because I'm from the city, so I didn't know they had to be fed. So I started feeding them. And this year, they had some kind of a mossy on the leaves. It was like a little mossy. So I sprayed them with, I'm not sure if it was baking soda and water or some mixture like that. And now I can't remember if, in fact, this happened last year. I don't remember. All the leaves are shriveling up and turning brown.
Okay. Well, so...
So I don't know if I've killed my plant.
No, I mean, at this point, they're going to be shriveling up and starting to turn brown and getting to that point. But my question for you is it on the branches that this moss is, or is it on the leaves themselves?
Just on the leaves.
Okay. And so are you noticing anything else on the plant that is causing you to get worried?
It's just the leaves that are turning brown and kind of getting all crinkly.
Okay. And this is just recently that this started to happen?
In the past few weeks. In the past
okay.
few weeks, I would say, yeah.
So it could be like a mildew of some sort. Did it start off where it was white?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
It looks a little bit like mildew, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you probably had powdery mildew that worked its way into a thicker mildew to it. So basically there's a fungus on the leaves. You could use a fungicide, but what you did, you sprayed it. I don't think you're killing the plant. I think what's happening, because the mildew was present and it got sprayed, The spraying didn't make it turn brown, but what it did was get rid of some of that mildew, which made the plant a little bit weaker because of everything that's going on. And it's naturally going to lose its leaves at this time of year anyways. So I think it's just ahead of time for this season than it would be normally. I wouldn't see
a problem.
What I'd like to see you do in the spring is just fertilize it right in the beginning of the spring when the ground thaws. You can use like a plant tone or even like a 10-10-10 fertilizer to give it something back so that in the spring it's going to be more successful for you and bloom more. The other thing to help with your blossoms, what I might start off with in the beginning is actually like a super phosphate, which there's three numbers on a fertilizer package. It would be the middle number. That middle number actually helps boost the blooms and gives you more blossoms. So that would be, you know, you said in the past you didn't have as many, and then it started to, once you fertilized it, this would be a way to get even more. Okay. That might be something to think about for the spring, but I think you're okay. I think it just had a mildew, and it's just sped up the process of it losing its leaves for the year. Okay?
Okay, so the 10-10-10, do I use that before this other?
You can use it after. You'd be fine. After would be fine during the season.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps. So your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, during the break, we had a call. I was looking for some, basically some easy plants to deal with, low maintenance plants, that you need to deal with, you know, when you can't be at a property at all times, etc. So there's a couple things that you could add to a landscape. A lot of the ornamental grasses will do well and be low maintenance. Knockout roses are good ones to be putting in there. Butterfly bush is one, nice and easy to deal with. If you're looking for like a vine, some honeysuckle is nice and easy, or clematis, depending upon how you say it. Again, there's lots of different grasses you can use. If you're looking for shrubs, for trees, honey locusts, maples, those are pretty easy. Nothing to really worry about. The thing about, you know, saying low maintenance, or you don't have to do as much, is you have to help them get established first, really, to get them there. Once they kind of get that established, then they'll be fine. So you might have to do a little bit of work or even putting some, you know, irrigation or something into them. But long term, you won't have to do much. Like the Endless Summer Hydrangea, that's one of my favorite low maintenance type plants, because if you cut it back or you don't cut it back, it'll still bloom. So you don't have to worry about it. But the only thing you have to really worry is the watering. And that has never been more true based on this season, just what we've seen with the drought, the crazy drought this year, of how far behind in water we are. So, you know, they can be very low maintenance, but the watering is the only aspect that you're going to have to get into. So just wanted to give that info out. I know we do have a call waiting on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next? All right. Nathan, are you with me or am I disconnected again?
Oh, nope, you're here.
Sorry.
Jerry is in Michigan.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a bare area on my lawn. The grass is gone. It's right down to the ground. And I've heard it may be because it's partially shaded, or it's pretty well shaded by a large maple tree that I have. So it's not getting the sunlight that it needs. I wonder if you have some thoughts on a grass seed or something I can do to try to patch that up, as well as I'm wondering what to do with all the leaves that have now fallen on the ground. I've heard just let the leaves alone and let them fertilize the ground naturally. I don't know if that's covering this area up too much and I should blow some of those leaves off. So I'll listen to your advice.
Well, so I would clean up that area with the leaves and not just let it sit on the area. Sometimes leaf cover can cause, it blocks the sun, doesn't allow any of the photosynthesis to happen, and that could be part of what's going on. That being said, there are plenty of seed out there that is for full shade or part sun, part shade. So maybe take a look in the area of using like a full shade grass seed. So the thing is it's not necessarily will only take shade. It's very shade tolerant as well as it will take sun. So it's not like it, when you put it down, it's like the wrong seed if it were to get sunny in those areas. You know what I mean? So look for a more shade like, and that'd be like rye and fescues. Those types like more shade, but they will take the sun as well. Again, I wouldn't let the leaves just sit on top of it for weeks or anything just sitting right there, because that can cause it to die back, so that could be part of it. But
when
would
you recommend seeding? Would I do that now? I mean, we're getting frost pretty regularly now on the ground.
I'd be waiting until spring at this point. It's going to start getting colder and colder. We're not going to have as warm of days as we've had in the past few weeks, where we've had the temperatures rise up a little bit and we haven't had, constant freeze. We're going to get into that soon. I can foresee in the future of the weather, it's going to start to freeze deeper. So starting seed right now would not be a good thing. I'd wait until spring, but look for a shady mix. I think that's going to be your best bet.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jerry, you have a great one.
You too.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We get back. More of your questions. Be right back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.